Greetings, friends, and welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. Welcome to July. My topic today is Release the Giant Within. I'm reading 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. There is a giant within you, and that giant is the presence of God, the mind of Christ, the grace of God, all of God's resources. The word release defined means to set free from restraint, confinement, or servitude. It means to relieve from something that confines, burdens, or oppresses. I see release in two different lights. First is that whatever restrains and confines you, whatever burdens or oppresses you, through Christ, you are released from it. You're not going to be, you already are. Colossians says that we are already complete in Christ, who's the head of all principality and power. Second, the word release speaks to what impact God wants to have through your life into this world, into the lives of others, into our community, nation, and even the world. That as God has released you, you are releasing the greater one from within. Philemon 1 verse 6 says that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ. I like this notion mentioned as Paul wrote to Philemon. He reminded him that the effectiveness of his faith was dependent upon acknowledging every good thing that was in him in Christ. In other words, he said, Philemon, release that giant within you. Recognizing who you are in Christ, what Christ has put in you, is one of the keys to your effective walk of faith. Knowing that Jesus lives in your heart by the Holy Spirit is one of the greatest realities of your life. God wants you to have faith in him and confidence in what he has given you. Through faith in God, mountains can be moved. Circumstances can change and miracles can happen. As much as God wants to do for you, he wants you to also recognize what he's put in you and release that. Release the gifting, the grace, the abilities, the skills. Release it. Take responsibility, having confidence that what God has put in you, you can release it. And your faith in God will bring to pass those things that only God can do. You can have confidence without arrogance. Arrogance is having or revealing an exaggerated sense of one's own importance or ability. But confidence is belief in your God-given abilities to succeed. Hence, the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The first part is confidence. I can do all things. The second part says, through Christ who gives me strength. So have faith in God and have confidence in what he's given you. I want to encourage you to check out the message from July 2nd entitled, Release the Greater One Within. Let me also encourage you to listen to a special July 4th Independence Day teaching, which is from chapter 5 of my book, Biblical and Social Justice, What Is It? And that topic is, A Nation Founded on Christian Principles, Beyond Narratives to the Actual Story. Check it out. You'll be blessed and educated. God bless. Have a great day and be encouraged.